in Iraq. Final preparations are underway for that country's elections. On Sunday, Iraqis go to the polls to select a National Assembly. And just today, newspapers published the names of the candidates for the first time.
Insurgents have kept up their attacks leading up to Sunday's vote. 11 Iraqis and one U.S. Marine were killed today in violence that included the bombing of a school that was to serve as a polling place.
There is growing concern about the situation in Iraq on Capitol Hill. Some members of the Senate view that country's election as a possible turning point for the better. Others fear things may only get worse. NPR's David Welna has the story from the Capitol.
There are lawmakers who now say Sunday's election should be followed by a withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq.
The U.S. military presence has become part of the problem, not part of the solution.
In a Washington speech today, Massachusetts Democratic Senator Edward Kennedy called on President Bush to pull at least 12,000 U.S. forces out of Iraq right after Sunday's election. Kennedy argued that American fighters in Iraq are only provoking more violence and that Iraqi leaders will have to distance themselves from the U.S. if they're to be seen as legitimate.
There may well be violence as we disengage militarily from Iraq and Iraq disengages politically from us. But there will be more serious violence if we continue our present dangerous and reckless course.
And on the Senate floor this week, West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd lamented what he called a war that has no end.
Oh, when will our boys come home? When will our men and women be able to sit down at the table with their families and their friends in their own communities again?
Byrd has always opposed the Iraq War. Not so with Indiana Democrat Evan Bayh, who voted for the Iraq War resolution. But Bayh added his voice this week to a rising chorus of criticism over how the war is being waged.
The chaos that has arisen from the lack of security and stability has fed this insurgency. I asked one of our top-ranking officials in Iraq in December, which was growing more quickly, our ability to train Iraqis to combat the insurgency or the insurgency itself? His one answer word or two answer response, the insurgency.
Senate Republican leader Bill Frist, a close ally of President Bush, nonetheless sought to dampen expectations about Sunday's voting in Iraq and its aftermath.
No one presumes the elections will be perfect, including the Iraqi people themselves. The terrorists will continue their attempts to derail the process between now and then. Unfortunately, the attacks, I believe, are likely to increase during this period and quite possibly for some time afterward.
And Kansas Republican Pat Roberts, who chairs the Senate Intelligence Panel, pointed in a hallway interview to what he called the daily tsunami of bad news coming out of Iraq.
So it's a very, very difficult situation. But I don't know any other way to proceed other than what we are proceeding. I've heard a lot of criticism, and I've heard a lot of complaints, and I've heard a lot of worries and concerns. I share all of that. I always said, if we win, what the heck do we win?
This week, lawmakers learned the White House plans to ask Congress for another $80 billion to fund the war in Iraq. Democratic Senator Ken Salazar, who's a freshman from Colorado, said the request for more funding showed a lack of candor.
This is over and above the more than $149 billion already appropriated for this effort. Compare that with what the administration told the American people on January 19th of 2003, when it said that this entire effort would cost less than $50 billion.
The growing criticism matches a drop in public support for the war, but Indiana Republican Richard Lugar warned that criticism should not be misread.
It should be very clear we're united back here. This is not a fractious group, I hope, today that gives any sustenance of hope to the insurgents, to those that are attempting to formulate disaster in the Middle East, that the face of America is not a united face.
Still, if anything unites lawmakers, it's apprehension over what happens next in Iraq. David Welna, NPR News, the Capitol.